David, thanks so much for talking to me today. It's a word that's often cheaply used, but I would say that this is a pretty momentous weekend. In addition to being the end of 2011, we're seeing the end of the performing life of the Merce Cunningham Dance Company. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about the idea behind the legacy tour that the company has been underway with for 2 years and how this decision came about.
Well, I think the reason for it was that it was felt that the company could not really continue without Merce there, especially to make new work. The company could exist as a kind of museum of his work, because we have, God knows, we have an enormous number of works we could bring back and continue to perform. But a dance company needs new work, and nobody could make new work for the Merce Cunningham Dance Company but Merce himself. He never wanted another choreographer to be represented in his programs. And frankly, I can't think of a choreographer who's good enough to make work for these dancers.
So this is a very distinct choice from, for instance, that of New York City Ballet, which faced this condition a number of years ago when George Balanchine died, but did decide to continue both as a museum and as a company bringing in new choreographers. But you felt, the company felt, that this was not the way for Merce's company.
That's right. And also, what work we were continuing to perform during the 2 years of the Legacy Tour, it had to be performed by dancers who had worked with Merce and been formed by Merce in classes and rehearsals.
The company and Merce's work will continue in other ways. Can you talk a little
bit
about
right.
how the archive is going to be created and what kinds of materials will be now accessible for people who wish to understand this in the future?
Well, the archives are going, and most have already gone, to the Dance Division of the New York Public Library, which is where they've been destined for many years. We'll continue to work for about 6 months just winding everything up, but by then the Cunningham Trust will have taken over, and the Cunningham Trust does not include the archives, but it includes the work of which, the rights to which pass to the Trust, and the works will be licensed to other companies, which is actually already happening, has been happening for some time.
That's very exciting. And how will companies coming to this work without the benefit of Merce or an existing company to look at, how will they learn how to understand and stage this material?
Well, we have been creating a number of what we call dance capsules, which will include in digital form all the material available for work, such as whatever video material there is, Merce's own choreographic notes, which are voluminous and difficult to decipher, but people will learn to do that. The designs, the music, the musical scores, production notes, such as lighting, plots, and things like that. And I contribute a performing history of the work. And someone who's going to produce a work of Merce's for another company will take this material, and it will give her everything she needs to put the work on the stage. And we hope that that person will also at least teach some classes to the dancers who are going to do it, because I think it's very important to keep the technique going in any case, because it is an important part of Merce's legacy, is the technique that he devised. And it's necessary for any dancer who's going to dance his work to know what it feels like to do this movement.
So it's sort of like a ship in a bottle for each of these performances. Which are some of the works that are being saved in this way? And I presume you're not planning to bury your capsules.
Oh, no, indeed. Actually, they'll also eventually be available to scholars who are studying work. Now, the Rumbert Dance Company in London, which is a modern dance company, has been performing several of Merce's works, and they're going to do Sound Dance, which is very exciting, that work will continue. ABT has already performed duets in their fall season at the City Centre. The Paris Opera Ballet is going to bring back the piece that Merce made for them in the 70s, which is called Un Jour ou Deux, One Day or Two. And Robert Swinston, who is the director of choreography and a trustee, is already planning to do a workshop to construct that choreography so he can teach it.
Now, you talked about some of the things that are going to go into the capsule, and a good deal of media was involved. Was it easier to make this decision and easier to enact it because technology, which Merce very much embraced, was available in this way, as opposed to the old days when basically dancers were transmitted by the memories of dancers and notation?
Yes, that's true, though the memory of the dancer does come into it. I mean, we hope that it's, whenever possible, somebody who goes to produce a work on another company will be somebody who's danced that work. For example, Sandra Neils, who was a longtime member of the company, has been most important in reviving works for the Cunningham Dance Company itself to perform on the Legacy Tour. She was responsible for bringing back Second Hand and Antique Meat, for example.
That was actually going to be one of my other questions. Do you sense that company members are planning to try to continue to work with the repertory in this kind of way?
Yes, well, they're setting up a number of fellowships which former members of the company can apply for that will enable them to go out and teach a work. It's not something you can easily do. I mean, you know, someone has to, they have to keep so many things going when they're staging a work, not only teaching the dancers to do it, but instructing the technicians, the getting the musicians on board to perform the music, which is a difficult thing in our repertory.
Now, as the company's historian and archivist, you must have a particularly broad perspective on what this legacy consists of. What do you think are the things that really are most significant about the Cunningham legacy?
Well, as I said before, I think the technique is important because it is a dance technique. It's not just about Cunningham's style. It teaches you to dance anything in terms of contemporary dance. So there's that, and we will continue to have classes, even though, unfortunately, we have to lose our studio in Westbeth.
That is sad. That's a beautiful space.
Yes, well, unfortunately, we can't afford to keep it, so we're having to lose it. But there will be classes in other places. So it will be spread around quite a lot.
So there's the technique. What else?
Well, also, I think, you know, the works in the repertory that can be danced by other companies, yes. And also there's the whole, well, what should I say, the aesthetic, the philosophy behind it. I think Merce himself should stand as an example of somebody who continued to work and stick to his guns even when his work wasn't recognized or approved of by what we used to call the critical establishment. Of course, that's changed in recent years. But I think, you know, there is that idea that you stick to what you believe in and don't let anybody force you to compromise.
Amongst the observations of his that is most quoted, of course, is the one about how Einstein's statement that there are no fixed points in space was very influential. Do you think that to some extent, like Einstein, the other thing he has bequeathed to us is a completely different way of looking at the world?
Possibly. I don't know. I think, you know, the other thing that Merce and John Cage used to say was that they were imitating nature in her manner of operation. So that the structure, there's a strong structure in Merce's work, but it's organic and it develops like something in nature. Merce was very devoted to what we might call nature study. The imagery of many of his works comes from nature.
So to that extent, there's clearly hope that it will go on living and thriving because there's always a nature for it to reattach itself to with every new generation of dancers. He always struck me as a man who was extremely proud of his work but not in any way personally vain. Do you think that the way this is falling out and concluding is very characteristic of him, that he should not be anxious about a legacy that glorified him, but just found a way to make his work continue to live and be available?
Yes, I think in a certain sense Merce was modest. I mean, he just went about his work and didn't really, in a sense, wasn't affected by what other people thought of it. But also, he didn't. He was the sort of person who didn't really respond to being called a genius, which is true of other choreographers I've known.
Yes, I remember reading a number of interviews where he didn't even like to be called a choreographer. He just preferred to be called a dancer.
Yes, that's right. Well,
probably the larger the scope of the mind and the talent, the more the labels seem idiotic.
That's right. Merce was a trooper. He loved to be on the stage. That was important about him.
That seems as good a memory as any to close with. David, this has been a huge portion of your life. How are you feeling?
I'm quite an old person, and I think it was perhaps time for me to retire. Though I do have other writing projects in mind.
So what's next?
Well, I'm going to take some time off, I think, and think about it.
What do you think has been the most satisfying thing about being involved with this company for, 40 years, 50 years?
Yes, indeed. Well, the most important thing for me is that I've been able to continue to devote my life to dance and dancing and dancers, which is all I've ever wanted to do.
Thank you so much, David.
You're welcome, Sarah. Nice to talk to you.
And to you. Bye-bye.